Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you once again to this very, very, very exciting edition of the News Hour coming to you today from London, from the studios of Radio Biafra, live and direct to the entire humanity. The date is the 8th day of August in the year of our Lord 2013. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are, I am welcoming you. We are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people. Because as always, Radio Biafra is listened to in every country, in every town, in every city, in every village, in every hamlet, in every family on this planet where you have Biafrans. We are welcoming you, please. We are telling you that you can find Radio Biafra via the following website and listening post, please. It is www.radiobiafra.co, bilierhumanrights.org, peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You can connect with Radio Biafra by getting us, please, on Facebook as well. Just go to Facebook and type in Radio Biafra London. Ask to join the group. Once you've joined, continue to add your friends. Our target is 1 million people. We are very close to 80,000. Please also tell your friends and your family. Tell our enemies as well. Tell them that you're listening to Radio Biafra. Tell them that this is where we congregate every evening, 7 p.m. London time. Tell them that our religion is Biafra. Please tell them that this Radio Biafra is where we worship. And we worship the only one true God, Chukwu Okike, God the Creator. His name is Chukwu Abiama. We welcome you wherever you are. I am also very pleased and delighted to say that we have Uche Mefo here in the studios of Radio Biafra. We have Barrister Imam Mezu, and as always, we have our dear sister, Chidera Akabo, who is joining us once again from Johnson City in Tennessee in the United States of America. We are beholden to her for her dedication to this struggle, her diligence. She has not missed not one news ever since Radio Biafra came back to London. We commend her, her fortitude and her courage. And also we must say to all of you all over the world that makes Radio Biafra the station that it is. It is not me, not the editorial board of Radio Biafra, not any other person but you. The quality of the listenership we have all over the world is what makes Radio Biafra the most exciting, the most open, the most truthful broadcasting platform you can find on this earth. We don't have any sacred cows. At Radio Biafra, every issue is laid behind our hidden altar. Everything is laid open. If I go astray, please come here and castigate me. Lay me bare before the whole world. Because it is that is the only way that light can overcome darkness. We don't support evil. We don't condone evil. We don't believe in the killing of one another. We do not believe in one Nigeria. Nigeria is the creation of one man, Frederick Lugard, whom Lucifer created especially to come and punish the children of God because we stopped worshiping God in truth and honesty. That is what Radio Biafra is trying to accomplish, to take us back to where we were before, when we had the glory of God behind us. When God fought for us, we didn't have to go to war. Because even the Holy Book makes us to understand. Oburu na Jehovah echego obodo nefu, kandi nche na amu anya. Oburu ma Jehovah ewugulo nefu, kandi newula na dogbo ha na oru. People can translate that in English language. I have said it in Igbo language so that God himself may hear. Because his language of communication is Igbo language. But for the purposes of Radio Biafra programming, we are broadcasting to the whole world. We ask you, we encourage you, we implore you, we plead with you to please speak English language, regardless of how broken it is. We are not here on a grammar or English exercise. We are here to get our message across. We are here to project to the whole world the voice of the defenseless, the voice of the oppressed, the voice of the deported, the voice of the bombed people of Biafra, whose only sin is to be found in a contraption in a zoo called Nigeria. That is where we lament. We cannot stop lamenting because the blood of our brothers and our sisters, our uncles, our cousins, our nephews, our nieces are still there crying out in the wilderness. 300,000 of them murdered and massacred exactly this time, many years ago, in 1966. Every day we remember them. Every morning we remember them. Every afternoon, every evening, every night. Every blessed day of our lives. Because our obligation to them that are dead outweighs that we owe to the living. That is why nothing any living person does can detract us from what we are doing. We welcome you once again. We are saying to you, please may God open your brains to accept what we are about to offer you this evening. What we offer is very simple, is the truth. Let me go to Uche Mefa to please say hello to you before we proceed. Uche, please.
Our fellow Biafra friends, friends of Biafra from around the world, welcome to the program. Today is another day.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. May I also please go to the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Imam Mezu, is with us today. Please, barrister.
Yeah, good evening, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra. We are welcoming you again another day, and we pray, we hope we have a good discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Of course, we should have a very good discussion. Please, Chidera, may we come to you, please, to acknowledge the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra, scattered all over the world, including friends of Biafra, listening to Radio Biafra this evening from London, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I'm saying good morning, good afternoon, good night to some of you, wherever you are on the planet. My name is Chidera June Akabu, and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour from here, Tennessee, United States. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Once again, if you're joining Radio Biafra, you know the number to call us on. It is on the top right-hand corner of your screen. We shall be announcing this number. Chidera shall be giving it to you once we finish our news headlines and the accompanying news roundup as well. Please, Chidera, if we may, please hand over to you. Give us today's news very brief and give us the details, please. All of it, if you may, of the news, because we intend to digest it, we intend to dissect it, and we intend to make it available to our people for consumption, please. Take it away.
The news headlines. Exposed. Mazob, now an NGO, asks Nigeria to invest in other parts of the country outside Lagos. Rocha Sokocha dead politically, as Igbo youths announce we will stop APC in Southeast. Yoruba media call for resignation of Igbo Finance Minister, Mrs. Okonjo-Iweala. And lastly, Boko Haram is heading to Lagos, Rivers and Ogun states with 6,000 fighters ready to fight to death. Now the news in detail. At last, the movement for the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra Mazob has abandoned the political agitation for Biafra in favor of issuing joint press statements with Yoruba-based non-governmental organizations, NGO. This is in direct contradiction of what the group said it stood for when it was launched nearly 14 years ago. With this move, Mazob is now officially an NGO clamoring for economic diversification instead of the liberation of the Biafran people. According to a press release circulated to newspaper houses, and paid for by Mazob, three non-governmental organizations, including Mazob, have called for the creation of socio-economic hubs outside of Lagos State. This, they said, would reduce the monopoly enjoyed by the state, especially in international trade and economic activities. The groups, the Movement for the Actualization of the Sovereign State of Biafra, the International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law, and the Anambra State branch of the Civil Liberties Organization made the call after a joint meeting in Onitsha on Wednesday. They were reacting to the recent deportation of some Southeast citizens to Onitsha by the Lagos State government. In a communique, the groups particularly urged the governors of the Southeast and other stakeholders to commence discussions with the federal government on ways of developing economic infrastructure and diplomatic missions in the Southeast. At last, the work Radio Biafra is doing in sensitizing Biafrans at home and in the diaspora appears to be bearing fruit as the youth wing of Igbo sociocultural organization Ohanaeze Ndigbo met at Enugu to vow to stop the Islamic and Boko Haram supporting All Progressive Congress APC from winning elections in the Southeast geopolitical zone in 2015. This position was adopted by the youths when they rose from a meeting at Enugu. They advised the newly formed APC, which has Governor Rocha Sokocha as its strongman in Igbo land, to concentrate in the north and southwest, as the southeast zone was no-go area for the party. This, in effect, means that Governor Korocha is finished politically in Igbo land for aligning so openly with those advocating and financing the killing and deportation of Igbo people all over Nigeria. Organizing Secretary of Ohanaeze Ndigbo Youth Council, Maazi Okechukwu Isiguzoro, who spoke on the resolution adopted at the meeting, said Igbo youths would never be associated with a political party that had exhibited ethnic and religious bias as the APC. Not content with starving millions of Igbo children to death, stealing monies belonging to every Biafran family, using stolen Biafran funds to purchase shares in all nationalized companies in Nigeria for the Odua nation, the contempt in which certain sections of the Yoruba people hold Igbo people, their fellow citizens, is once again evident as Punch newspaper in its editorial calls. In its editorial calls for the resignation of the Igbo finance minister, Mrs. Okonjo-Iweala. This is not the first time, neither is it going to be the last, when Yoruba media preponderance will be deployed to pressure the Nigerian presidency to sack a top-ranking Igbo civil servant. What Nigerians are once again witnessing is the same witch hunt that led Goodluck Jonathan to sanction the premature retirement of Mrs. Ngozi Rose as the Comptroller General of Nigerian Immigration. Below are extracts of what the said editorial in the Punch newspaper, which no doubt will gather momentum in the coming days and weeks. Prior to her 2003 appointment by Obasanjo as finance minister and head of the economic management team, only a few Nigerians knew her. As a finance minister, she was known to have tenaciously used her influence to negotiate a deal with the Paris Club to pay a portion of Nigeria's external debt, $12 billion, in return for an $18 billion debt write-off. Her role in the deal was widely acknowledged. During this time, the Harvard-trained economist was also known for her insistence on accountability in public spending and budgeting. Among many of her well-known achievements was the practice of publishing each state and local government's monthly financial allocations in the newspapers. This went a long way in increasing transparency in governance. She was also instrumental in helping Nigeria obtain its first ever sovereign credit rating from Fitch and Standard & Poor's. Nigeria then was considered as having defaulted on its sovereign debt in 1983, which is the debt rescheduling considered a type of default by the rating agencies. All indications still point to the fact that Nigeria will not survive 2015 as a corporate entity due to increased militancy and separatist agitations all over a country some people affectionately refer to as the zoo. With the passage of each day, unfortunate Nigerians wake up to the same news from the Nigerian Ministry of Information boasting that the corrupt nation is winning the war against Boko Haram. As soon as the press officer is done with his or her statement, the accompanying news within the hour will be reports of mass killings, mostly of Igbos and a few other Christians in the Hausa Fulani owned Northern Nigeria. The scale of the danger faced by Nigerians is illustrated during a Senate fact-finding mission to Boko Haram territories in the north. Despite suffering heavy casualties and dislodgement from its northeast strongholds, Boko Haram still boasts about 6,000 fighters ready to fight to finish, a Nigerian senator who investigated the group's activities has revealed. This is the news of today, 8th of August, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you, dear Sister Chidera. That is the news that we are presenting today on the 8th day of the 8th month in the year 2013. The time has just gone 15 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here in London. We normally start at 7 o'clock and we started on time today. That is the news that you've just heard. Once again, the Yoruba media, they are using what may be regarded, according to Henry Kissinger, who was the first person to use this very word, preponderance, which is their overbearing influence, their undiluted control of the machinery of the dissemination of information in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. They are deploying it to a very good use. They use it to strangulate, they use it to castigate, they use it to cast aside and to put asunder between people. They have succeeded in claiming a few famous calves of Igbo people in high office in the zoo. Now they have trailed their laser again on Mrs. Okonjo-Iweala. I am not a fan of this woman. I don't know who she is. But when the interest of any Biafran is threatened anywhere in the world, as long as you have not done anything inimical to the advancement of Biafra, as long as you have not aligned yourself with the enemies, as long as you have not openly called for the Biafran people to apologize to our enemies, the Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba conspiring people in Nigeria, then we have nothing against you. They want this woman to be removed. And the funniest thing is that Goodluck Jonathan is going to bow to this pressure, because once the Yoruba starts, they don't stop. They are cowards. They cannot come to fight you in the open. They go snapping at the back. That is what they do. That was how our dear sister Ngozi Rose lost her job as the Comptroller General of the Nigerian Immigration. We kept quiet and she lost her job because nobody came to her defense, nobody came to her rescue. The Yorubas have control of the media and they used it to very good effect. Nobody to speak for us except Radio Biafra. That is why today we are telling Yoruba people that you must leave Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala alone. We are not participating in Nigerian politics, that is true, but that doesn't give you a field day to be attacking our people. We will not tolerate that. When the need is called for, we will defend our own regardless of where they are. And we are putting it to you that this woman, if she is removed, of course, Jonathan will not be daft enough to remove somebody as intelligent as her. Yorubas are very good at this. If you allow them to take apart Okonjo-Iweala, they will come for somebody else another day, because that is the only news the people at home read. They tell you what to think. The Yoruba people mold your thinking. That is why we copied Ashebi. That is why we got this nonsense, all this nonsense that we do, uniform. Pentecostal churches, name it, Yoruba people control your lives. They tell you that Lagos is another Paris, is another London, is another New York, and we buy this nonsense. Because of them, they convinced us that where we come from is not worth living in. And we abandoned our towns, our homes, our villages, so that we see Lagos as something, when indeed it is a rubbish dump. It is a very filthy place that no sane person will want to live in, at least if you're civilized. That is what they have done. They have what is called media preponderance. They control the media in that country. They determine what is published. They determine what the whole world hears about. They never wrote about our case in court. They never for one day reported the existence of Radio Biafra. That is the Yoruba people. That is the way they are. Something as monumental as taking Nigeria to court by Biafrans, Yoruba media did not report it. These are the people that used money to go and bribe the Nobel team. We are accusing the Nobel team in Oslo, Norway, for denying Chinua Achebe the Laureate Prize and giving it to Soyinka. We know where they were bought over in the United States. We know those who were present at the meeting, that money and oil concessions changed hands and Wole Soyinka emerged as the Nobel laureate. How many books did Wole Soyinka write? How many? But to all of us, to everybody who grew up in that place, he is an institution. What has he done to African literature? Nothing. All mouth and boasting. That is the power of the media. The Yorubas, they are trying to get rid of Okonjo-Iweala. They think maybe she's going to get the money from there to finance Biafra. But that is not the case. They think Okonjo-Iweala is the financier of Radio Biafra, but they are wrong. Because she is not. She cannot even dare to talk about Radio Biafra, because she's not clean enough. Only the pure at heart talk about Radio Biafra. Only the chosen few. Only those who may see heaven. They only them are privileged enough to discuss Radio Biafra, because Radio Biafra, like Biafra itself, is a sacred institution. Very sacred. Any day we err from the path of righteousness, that day we close down. Go and ask them what happened to us in 2009. We accepted blood money from Masop. What happened to us? God said you must close down and start very clean, start afresh, very new. Go and suffer and work very hard and start Radio Biafra. That's what we have done. The amount of technology, the amount of know-how at our disposal now, we never had it before. That is to tell you, if you're upright, if your hands are clean, There is nothing you cannot accomplish. We are also reporting today that Boko Haram is now heading to Lagos, Rivers, and Ogun with 6,000 fighters. These are people who have sworn to die. They have come to take as many people as possible. Please, if you have time, did we not warn you about all these things a few months ago? That is why Radio Biafra has a library, an archive. You can go there anytime and listen. Everything we tell you comes to pass. We told you that when they have softened us so much and put the fear of God in us, they will then be emboldened to start coming down. And that is happening. Biafra land will be their last conquest. Yorubas are very easy. They can take them out. Rivers, they have softened rivers using Chibika Amaechi. They have come in and they will deal with him. The same way they killed Ken Sarawiwa is the same way they are going to kill Chibika Amaechi. People should write it down somewhere. He's a dead man walking. He's going to die. Like every traitor dies. Anybody who goes against Biafra, you will surely die a premature death. Things will happen to you that you never imagined. Go and I won't mention names. Guard your hand. What happened to them? Those that played with Biafra. That is why the day Owasurike will die, the world will hear about it. That any other person coming out to steal in the name of Biafra, darkness will come upon that person and the family forever and ever and ever, until men will recognize that the best thing for you to do when you come to Biafra is to come with very clean hands, your heart very pure, and you serve the Lord. Because if you worship God in truth and honesty, indeed you are a Biafran. Boko Haram fighters are coming. Are we ready? People call Radio Biafra and say, oh, want to do this? We've not even bought our transmitter. How are we going to buy you guns and ammunition? People say that any day, if you get 1p, you publish it as if we're doing launching. We are in freedom fighting. People want us to regard our campaign as a launching. We are one, or Ochiro's one will come and give us $100 and we announce it. And this will come and give us £20 and we announce it. This is not launching, people. This is freedom fighting. Maybe very soon, if we tell you that we're going to breach the Boko Haram onslaught, you ask us, how many rifles have you bought? By the way, how many bullets do you have? If we say we have 10, you say, oh, why didn't you buy 6 or 4? Is that what we're going to tell the whole world on the air? To tell them how we are going to move so that they may be able to stop us? We are telling you that the amount we have collected is disgraceful. With the permission of everybody who has contributed, we can publish all the names without the surnames, so you all can see. So that all the ones who may have contributed, if your name is not there, you call Radio Biafra on the air, not secret, and say, I contributed, this is my receipt. Where is it? Why is my name not on the list? We have all your names. You know, we live in a digital age. Every penny is documented. The sum we have contributed is disgraceful. It is laughable. People in Europe have the use of credit and debit cards. Why they can't go and contribute towards the transmitter, I don't know. One Yoruba person masquerading as an Igbo person came and said to us that you people are in London. You see stupidity, black people and stupidity. I don't know what is wrong with them. Iberibe warrior. Stupidity is a disease worse than HIV AIDS. Ignorance. You contribute money to BBC every year. If you don't pay it, you go to prison. BBC use that money to produce Hausa service for free. Why don't you say to BBC you are asking for money? You see how daft some Africans are. No wonder they call them monkeys, black monkeys. They can't reason. They cannot think. How can Radio Biafra be on air if we don't pay for the equipment, the office, everything that we use? If we cannot sustain our staff, how can you have a radio station from the air? You go to your useless Yoruba churches and you give them money every Sunday. Why don't you ask your pastor and say, I'm not giving you. Let God give you that miracle you're asking us to receive. Yet you ascribe such timid nonsense to Radio Biafra and think you can get away with it. We are educated people. We are learned people. Before we came on air, we researched Biafra for nearly 16 years. We did nothing else apart from Biafra. Some of us, in fact, was even suggesting that we should go and do a PhD in Biafra. to let people understand that we know what we are talking about inside out. We debated professors, white professors in England, and defeated them on the issue of Biafra. Talk less of somebody who just climbed down from a tree, a monkey. We are also reporting today that Rocha Sokorocha, the Hausa man they planted in Imo State, his time is running out. At last, our people, imagine what will happen in Biafra land if they have this transmitter. Only some of them downloading Radio Biafra online because they cannot receive it direct. They have met, even the Ohanaeze youth, they have sat and met and said, no, APC will not come. Because we told them, if Danjuma comes to contest elections in Biafra land and go back scot-free, then you know that there are no people in Biafra land because he will die there. It's a promise to them. Openly on the air, we are telling the whole world, everybody is listening. Every government is listening to Radio Biafra, we know that for sure. If T.Y. Danjuma comes to Omuahia to campaign near where Ironsi is buried, he will die there. It's a promise to him, to T.Y. Danjuma, and anybody sending him. So, using Rocha Sokorocha, we've stopped him dead in his tracks. Rocha Sokorocha will not win any other election in his life. Let him go and answer his real name, Musa or Umar, whatever he's called in Jos, and remain there forever and ever. But today we are congratulating these Igbo youths, Ohanaeze Ndi Igbo, their youth wing, for coming out with this statement that even their fathers cannot come out with, that Rocha Sokorocha is dead in the water, in as much as politicking is concerned. In Biafra land, in Igbo land to be precise. We are also bringing you news that MASOP is now an NGO. There is something we say in my place when a child is misbehaving or something has happened. We say, na osteli betanwono, banyima ahia. Ibetanwono means to go and buy otaba snuff. In those days, for those of you who are privileged enough to grow up in the village, like I did, not everybody is honored or privileged to grow up in the village. Those of us that grew up there, we know what it means. We know the way Igbo land is run. MASOP is now an NGO. They are combining with other people. They are combining with other civil societies. Hi, Arueme. Yet, our people are dying. Our people are perishing. They are aligning with an NGO. If you are then advising Nigeria to develop other parts of the country, which country are you talking about? Is it Biafra or Nigeria? It is called mixed signals. There is something people don't understand about freedom fighting we are letting you know today. There is something called philosophical and ideological consistency. You don't change. If you are pursuing the freedom of your people, if you're pursuing for your people to be free, you don't deviate. Anytime you deviate, you're finished. What are they doing today? They are signing a communique, memorandum of understanding, with civil societies of Nigeria, including some Yoruba people, I must say. What are they saying? That good luck, Jonathan, should develop other parts of the country. It's the more you read it, the more you think that the world is going crazy. The world is going mad. People must be really, really foolish not to recognize what is happening here. This is what MASOP is saying, a freedom fighting outfit that have cost us nearly over 5,000 lives. This is what they're saying. They did a press release, circulated to newspapers. That's all they do. They pay money from their oil block concession that they gave them. One day, go and mark my word, one day, Nigerian government will give guns to MASOP members to fight us when we go back home. Nigeria will arm them to fight us. People should go and write it down somewhere. The time now is almost 7:30 p.m. in London. Write it down that this is what you heard from Radio Biafra. The people that will give MASOP the arms with which to fight against real Biafrans will be the Nigerian government. How are people give them the gun to do that? They have started cooperating with them already. According to a press release circulated to newspaper houses and paid for by MASOP, they think we have the information, they don't know. As they are doing, we get it even before they publish them. Three non-governmental organizations, including MASOP, can you believe that, have called for the creation of socio-economic hubs outside of Lagos State. No more safe havens for our people who are being killed. Nobody's talking about the bombing. Nobody's talking about what is happening, the disgrace that we are passing through as a people. They're talking about creating economic hubs. They are now economic. Of course, if you build hotels, you must look after investment. That's what we told you. If you leave freedom fighting and start pursuing how to create money, how to make money, you lose sight and focus of what you're pursuing. That is what is happening. They are now looking for how to safeguard their hotels and hostels they built and all those other landed properties. No more freedom fighting. Why are we pointing this out? We are pointing it out because when it happens, we will say we told you so. Let nobody blame us for what is about to happen, for what is going to come. That's the means of bringing to you today. On this day, the 8th day of August in the year of our Lord 2013, I have Uche Mefo with me here. Before I go to Brother Man Mezu Uche, this is the news we are presenting. We'll be taking calls from our listeners in a minute. What do you make of it? What is your take? Which part of it grabs your attention?
Yeah, so many of them. Let me start with the last one. Movement for the actualization of sovereign state of Biafra, MASOB. We have been saying for quite some time now that the leadership is corrupt, the leadership has abandoned the struggle, the leadership has capitulated, the leadership has sold out, and a number of people, disgruntled elements, sponsored by MASOB, are castigating Radio Biafra. They are saying that Radio Biafra is jealous, but what is happening today? We have all our evidence. There are so many things that are going to come out, including videos, but we have to wait at the right time. Today, MASOB has abandoned the struggle, and it is evident, and everybody is seeing it, to change into an NGO clamoring for development of other states in Nigeria is an abomination. It is unheard of. A freedom-fighting outfit like MASOB, dedicated to the transition services of Biafra, should not just abandon the people. If not for anything, thousands of MASOB members have died in the struggle. The money contributed by MASOB members in levy and other donations should have been used by the leadership of MASOB under Wazulike to protect them, to defend them against Nigeria's aggression. But all these things did not happen. Rather, the leadership of MASOB was busy developing and building houses, hostels, and doing other businesses to enrich themselves and their families, whereby the ordinary MASOB members on the street were dying and nobody is asking after them. On each occasion, in any event, the leadership of MASOB will call them out to go on some agitational exercises without protecting them, without providing any form of defense for them. When they come, the Nigerian police will gun them down. The leadership of MASOB has not accounted for all the deaths of our young, zealous men and women actualizing, campaigning for Biafra. They do not know what they are doing because they believe the leader. But it's very unfortunate. Nobody can shed Biafran blood and go scot-free. It is very unfortunate. The evidence is clear. It's out there in the open. And we are saying that whoever soils the land must go to, must pay a price for it. The leadership of MASOB has abandoned the struggle. This started in 2008 when Wazike came out from prison. The Nigerian government gave him stringent conditions, stringent bail conditions, including to abandon Biafra, and he abandoned it with other compromises. And people are still doubting. We have all the evidence. And today, what is happening? Wazike cannot come out and talk about Biafra anymore in any serious manner. He cannot. Rather, he uses his deputies. He uses practices what is called brown envelope journalism, where they write up things and give to journalists to write on their behalf. If you look at the press releases or statements from Wazike, it is only one picture that they are showing. If you make a live press conference, people will snap you and put that in either television or in newspapers. But it is only one shirt, one picture that they show about Wazike. All of us are being deceived, but nobody is listening. Wazike came out. I'm saying this with very painful merely, that Wazike came out and told people that he has gone to the United Nations. Biafra now has observer status at the United Nations. Biafra has bilateral relations with the United States of America and Israel. Biafra is coming today. Biafra is coming tomorrow. This is not the kind of thing we want. All these things are lies. But there are Wazike's lieutenants whom he pays and who don't want to know anything, who are defending him. Let him come out and defend himself. People say that we attack ourselves, but the problem is that the obstacle to Biafra restoration is within us. It is among us. We are the people who are the obstacle. And until we cleanse our backyard, there is no going forward. There is no progress. Because the enemy within is more potent. It is more dangerous than the secondary enemy I may describe as Nigeria. If we all join hands together in truth and honesty, in sincerity to fight for Biafra, Nigerian government is nowhere. Nigerian government will surrender in minutes, in seconds. But because we have unscrupulous elements, criminals in our midst, who can talk about Biafra today and tomorrow they side Nigerian government. Because Nigerian government is paying them, because Nigerian government is giving them what they need, we cannot get Biafra like that. People should stand up and say that evil is evil. And secondly, the issue of the Yoruba people campaigning for the removal of Okonjo-Iweala is not surprising, because they control the media. And this is what we have been saying for quite some time now, that we do not have the media. The West Yorubas have the media. They write our stories for us. They tell our stories for us. And if you tell lies several times, it sinks down into whoever is hearing it or seeing it. That is what has happened to the Igbo race, to the Biafrans in Nigerian Federation. And it is unfortunate that those who are supposed to salvage the Igbos, defend the Igbos, by setting up media houses are not doing it. Rather, they are pursuing contracts in Abuja, fighting for themselves and for their families. The first betrayal of an Igbo man or Igbo interest came from Oji Uzokalu in 1999 in PDP just convention, when he openly conversed against Ukweme. Ukweme lost that seat.
Nwobodo did the same as well.
Nwobodo, yes, as well. And the second was Richard Okorocha now, whom everybody voted and thought that Okorocha is going to bring about development under Abga. Today, Okorocha has turned back and sold Abga, sold the Igbo interest to the Boko Haramist, Boko Haram sponsors, Buhari and the rest, and Tinubu. And you begin to wonder the kind of people we have in our midst. He is not going to go anywhere. If it is in Yoruba land or in Hausa land, Richard Okorocha will no longer be in that land. He cannot come back with all these things. Today, Oju Uzokalu is now championing for Igbo cause. He is now fighting against Igbo marginalization. Who is fooling who? I rest my case.
Thank you very much. You're not resting your case, because we're coming back to you in a short while. We have Barrister Mam Mezu with us as always. We are going to him to please, Barrister, let us know what you think. Give us your views, your perspectives on the presentation we are making this evening regarding how we're going to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Please.
Yes, Director, thank you, and thank you, Chidera, for bringing forth the news. I don't really like talking about Mazob, because I have always sincerely believed that Masob will change in their character and in their attitudes. But thank God they are really changing. They are no longer fighting for anything. They are now NGOs. They are now part of the government. And very soon, Attorney Director, they will disintegrate and disappear. The difference between Masob and Biafra, I remember when I read Julius Caesar in literature in English. Julius Caesar, when he was accused, he said he is constant as a northern star of whose fixed and resting qualities there are no fellow in the firmament. Biafra is constant. We cannot change. We are like in mathematics, that's something we call K in mathematics. It means constant. It's supposed to be C, because constant starts with C. But mathematically, it is represented as K. Radio Biafra represents that particular word, K, or if you like, alphabet. We cannot change. Masob is changing, and very soon, they will disintegrate and disappear. Director, I take an issue with you. Yes, if Masob remains and they didn't disintegrate and disappear, they will be armed. Just like I gave an example last month about the KwaZulu-Natal chief, Manga Sithu Buthelezi. Thank you. Who was armed by the Afrikaners.
That's correct.
The white Afrikaners.
That is correct.
To fight the ANC.
That is correct.
If Masop remain, they didn't disintegrate or disappear, yes, they will be like that. But I bet you if they will remain, because gradually they are disintegrating. Let me take a little bit about Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. Yes, she's seen as an Igbo woman. If you ask her tomorrow, she'll tell you she's from Delta and might even deny you to be an Igbo woman, just like a good luck Jonathan denied herself of being an Igbo man. And I tell you, since his inception, that's why we are being killed massively by the Boko Harams and those who are sponsoring them. Ngozi Iweala is not going nowhere. The Yorubas are just merely crying foul. They are having problems thinking, Director, as you say, that she will fund Radio Biafra. Of course, she's not funding us. We don't know much about him, to be honest, about her, to be honest. But the Yorubas are afraid that if this woman is not removed, just like they removed our dearly sister, Rose. But I tell you, they haven't got that power. The M4 trio, if you like, the oomph, to remove this lady. Rocha Sokoracha, as our beloved governor, has actually disappeared. My happiness is that the news is flipping in into southeast and south-south. The news of Radio Biafra is penetrating, is getting through the bones of all our people, and they are getting ready. You will see what happens when we eventually fix this transmitter in Igbo land. They will be running the show for us. All we will be doing is to listen what is happening on the ground. Rochas Okoracha was overwhelmingly elected, but she has let us down. He has let us down because of his association from his roots, where he came from, what he represents, and who he is. I got a news today from Akwa Ibom that the Muslims built two mosques in Akwa Ibom. One has been burned down. Nobody told us. We don't know about this. Nobody told us. They burned one of the mosques down in Akwa Ibom. Quite rightly. How many churches have been burned down in the northern side? I think... when somebody burns something,
Barrister, I thought you would have said, how many churches have we burnt down in the so-called core Igbo land? How many churches have we burnt down? The same Masop said, if they see you attacking or molesting any Hausa person, they will hand you over to Nigerian police. Go and Google it. It's there. They wrote it themselves. It was a press release.
Director, Masop will be minimized. Watch my words. They are changing from freedom fighter to NGOs. Before you know it, there won't be any NGOs left. Don't worry, they will go. Because anything that's doing something wrong, do not stay too long in whatever they are doing. As we always say in Radio Biafra, the truth will always prevail.
It does.
Mazog will soon disappear. Director will always say, write it down somewhere. I remember when you were quoting at the time, 7:30, that Mazog will be funded and armed.
If only
there is any Mazog remaining.
Yes.
They will not remain, they will go. Because Biafra is not like Lagos, it's not like Nigeria. I told you this story when I was a little boy. I was told when the houses were trying to get into the land, trying to approach my village, we have Lake Lebere. My lake in Okwara did not allow the houses to encroach. Ordinary bees, and came out to kill all of them. They didn't come via Aladimma into Owerri land. They have to approach through the other side of the land. We have spirits that act like army. Biafra is like an ordinary. Biafra do not take bribe. The indigenous could do, and those that take bribe do not last long, director.
I know so.
Take this. They don't last long. Anybody who belongs to Nigerian Biafran land and you're taking bribes in the name of Biafra, you won't live too long. Because we cannot be bribed, because our spirit do not take backhand business. You will not last long. Let me finally conclude my argument here. Boko Haram is going into Yoruba land. I don't know, maybe what is left for them now to conquer is the few Christians in Yoruba land, but we don't care. They can go to Yoruba and conquer the rest of them. It's not our business. But I tell you, time is coming now. If you go to the book of Job chapter 1 verse 1, the Satan says to God, iron sharpens iron. Satan was quoting this to God. Iron sharpens iron. Go to Job chapter 1 verse 1. What the Boko Haram we have in Biafra land is what we call equity in law. The law. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. We've learned so much from that. And also, thank you, Uche, for the insight you gave us. Please, Chidera, do you have any views, opinion? Of course, you gave us the news and you read it out for us. Do you have any views you want to share with us regarding the issues we are covering this evening before we go to the lines, please?
Yes, it's very, very shameful that Mazop is now joining with the so-called NGOs. I don't know what that planning to form. I don't know if those other organizations are evil organizations and they are Biafrans and they're trying to restore our sovereign nation, because that is our goal here in Radio Biafra. So if they're forming with some of these Yoruba groups, I don't know. I don't know where they're heading with that. I just think they're further bringing confusion into an already confused society and citizenry. Also, regarding the Rochas, I really hope that those people are waking up, just like you said. Of course, APC is not an Igbo party, and no sensible Igbo person should vote or support him. In 2011, he came under the name of Abga, and we all voted for him because of the love we have for Abga and our dead leader, Uchuku. That was why we voted for him. So any other party that he's introducing, that will not be supported. But all these things are just they're just wasting their time. Like I always say, let us go back and get our nation. And all this is going to end. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you. Our lines are now open. Our lines are open. If you want to call us, please, the number to call is +44783130836. I repeat, +44, which is the UK code, +44783130836. That is the number to call. Once again, if you're joining us, if this is your first time, your second time, your third time, once again, we are welcoming you that this is Radio Biafra. We are on air every evening from 7 p.m. You can get us via www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us via bilierhumanrights.org, peopleofbiafra.org, and indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. This is the only place where you can get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is the only place on this planet projecting the voice of the Biafran people to all the ends of the earth. We make bold to say time and time again that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. We do not take handouts. We don't take bribe. We don't even meet politicians. We will not travel to Abuja. We don't build houses. Nothing of that nature, because this is Biafra. We cannot corrupt it. Biafra is a spirit. It is either you have it or you don't. It's like the Holy Ghost that came before our Lord ascended into heaven. It got into some people, but didn't get into everybody. If you don't have Biafra in you, it means you are not the chosen person yet. Keep working very hard and keep being righteous. You'll be one of us one day. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, hello. My name is Obi. I'm calling from Sweden.
Yes, Obi from Sweden. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, like I said yesterday, please don't forget, or probably the crew should not forget to include the other means of payment I suggested, which is Pendon, is affiliated to MasterCard.
Can you tell me if you people don't, in Sweden, Sweden is a highly civilized society. Are you people telling me you don't have use of a bank card, Visa card, or MasterCard?
Yeah, we do. There are a lot of people, I'm not talking about me, but the people I've spoken with, there are some that don't have access to this.
Then
that can't even send
ask them Western to give you email. The money, you can do it for them. That's what people do in Thailand and also in Malaysia. People in Malaysia don't have anything. Uh-huh. They don't even have bank accounts. They go about on the street asking people with credit card or Visa card or debit card and say, please, I want to contribute for my country to get a train. This is Biafra acquiring a train, not Radio Biafra. Put Radio, what is Radio Biafra? Put Radio Biafra aside. We are trying to buy a transmitter for our country. Simple. They go to the streets. The people in Malaysia, of all places, go on the street asking people, do you please have a credit card? Take this money. This is where we want you to send it to. And they do that. Talk less of people in Europe. We've said this before. You don't need your passport. Even if you're an illegal immigrant, it doesn't matter. Walk into any bank in Europe and give them our details and say, please pay money into this account. End of story. If people cannot be resourceful enough to find the means to get their contribution across to Radio Biafra, how can we win a war? How can we defeat Nigeria with the whole world against us if we cannot be resourceful enough? If we were not resourceful in London, we won't have Radio Biafra. What we are doing, Radio Nigeria cannot do it. What we are doing, most well-financed organizations can do it. If we sat down and said, okay, let manna fall from heaven, we won't be where we are today. Please go and tell those people, if they don't know what to do, they can trust you well enough to give you the money. If you want to eat it, that is your business. Let them give it to you so you can remit it to us. Because we have so many means to contribute.
Much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Our quest for our transmitter is still ongoing. Our transmitter is our nuclear bomb. It is a project we must embark on. And because it is being run by Radio Biafra, be rest assured it will be concluded. Let's go and take this call. Please, those of you on Skype, do not despair. We'll come to you in a second. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Victor. I'm calling from Abuja.
Victor, what is your surname?
I'm from Umkwe. I used to call from Umkwe, but I traveled to Abuja. I have a business in Abuja. So
that's okay.
I'm
go
in
ahead.
Abuja.
Go ahead.
From Umkwe. My name.
Okay, who is better? Go ahead, please.
Mr. Nanda, thank you so much for you are trying for us a lot. Only God will reward you what you have been doing and your crew. People are trying a lot. I'm not listening to the transmitter. I'm listening to the podcast because my system is down. So my question I want to ask the other transmitter. This issue of internet is very important. I want to know what is happening and what are we hoping for it.
We must explain this very carefully so people understand. The transmitter is one thing. We also need to build masts, two of them. We build the main mast itself and what is called the reflector mast. What it does is to make sure that we maximize our coverage. It doubles the strength of the transmitter itself. Our transmitter is on track, but we have very few days left. The problem we have, my dear Victor, your brothers and your sisters abroad. Because people call Radio Biafra and say, oh, I'm going to do something. A, things that B has contributed, because of that, they want to keep their money within themselves. And believe you me, we are working on it. Before next week, Wednesday, we're going to publish the list of everybody and what they contributed to the transfer. Everybody.
It's because of what something happened to my house. Yesterday, one of my cousins, they visited me yesterday. So I only do Biafra. They are born in Northern Medical. So they now left the Medical because of what is happening, the crisis and all this Medical. So I now invited them, they call, they visited me. And now on the radio Biafra, they listen to me. So some of them, they want to listen to me, they want to go to me. And they hear what is happening, when you are transmitting, when you are talking, you go to them, what you do, what you do, what you do. So the guy is so angry. So, and then it was a fake. What he heard, he started saying, wow, we Igbos are stupid. You know, because of what he broke out, and then I was in my sense, it's because of this, what this guy heard, I start giving like, that. Like, this easy transmitter is around, people say, like, now there will be something be happening. The guy was really upset yesterday, really visited, you know, because he beat up. What really happened to him? What, are we cause? Are we broke us or what? You know, you are telling me, what is happening in Maduki and whatever. I now understand that. This transmitter is very important to us. We should help us anyhow.
We are going to get this transmitter for you people. It is coming. We will deliver the transmitter. This transmitter will come.
I want to ask. Why all this news, all this world news, Jazeera, CNN, BBC, and all programming, what is happening in Nigeria? All this OnePlus. Why no one of them is not bad? What if I'm put on the BBC and I won't miss anyone? They are not the right name about what is happening in Nigeria.
I will tell you why, Victor. It's because your brothers and sisters in America and in Europe, they are sleeping. They don't do anything. What they do is Internet Biafra. They do Facebook Biafra. They do Yahoo email Biafra. None of them goes to lobby people. We said it yesterday. How many people wrote to newspapers yesterday to put pressure on CNN and VOA and BBC to broadcast about Biafra? How many people?
After I heard what you said about a one guy send a comment via VOA, Voice of America. Now see the comment, I wrote there a lot online. Look on the comment the guy made. And all the CNN people started making comments to them, sending message to them, asking them, give that guy a message, sending message to all of them, both the truth, up to 10 or 20 of them. I sent all messages to them, telling them, one of my friends, Mr. Tang, you know, kind of thing. This is what we should have decided to do. They don't know what is happening. I believe that our politician here is doing something. We don't want to know what is happening in Nigeria.
Yes, that is what we need to do. That is number one. And there is something called credibility. We must make this very clear because this is Radio Biafra. We don't hide the truth. The fact of the matter is that we should not have abandoned the struggle. They should have continued killing all of us. Maybe I would have been dead by now too, but I don't care. They should have continued killing until the conscience of the world is pricked. The thing about us is that when some of us came abroad, instead of us to go to university abroad, acquire the knowledge and fight for the liberation of our people, we sat back with very good jobs and started doing guy. I am living abroad. I'm going home. If you change £1, it turns into 250 naira. Or now it's 250 or 280. You saw that people abandoned what they were supposed to do. We say it where we come from. You forgot what you were here for in the first place, to understand how the Hausa people, cattle rearers, managed to convince fellow Christians. That is one thing I cannot get out of my head. That is the thing I have against so-called Christians from the West. You gave me the Bible, New Testament, God loves you, clap your hand, Assemblies of God Church, Roman Catholic, Anglican, Methodist, Baptist, all the rest of them. Yet, when this so-called, the same Bible said you must love your fellow Christian, your brethren. When a war came out between Christians and Muslims, they sided the Muslims. So sometimes you can't even blame people for going to the Muslims.
There is one thing I understand about Christianity. Christianity they brought was his fault. The true Christianity. No, they didn't bring us the true Christianity. They bring the one to cheat us. The one they used to exploit for us. That is what I understand about Christianity.
Of course.
I believe in Christ. I believe in God.
But our religion is now Biafra.
I don't believe. Christianity they brought to us is fraud. They didn't give us the real Christianity.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're doing our best. Thank you. Let us go and take this call from Skype. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes. Okay. Yes, raise your voice, please. Yes, this is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Very well now. Good evening. Please go ahead.
Okay. My name is Okwoma Abuchi. I'm calling from Anambra State.
Yes.
Can you hear
me? Yes, okay. Go ahead.
I've called earlier, I think about last week. Today I was calling from Anambra State, Oka to be precise.
Yes.
This issue about a transmitter,
yes.
I think it is a very good idea, and I've tried my best to gather some cash, because it's quite unfortunate that I've not been able to connect to the internet for some days now. So what I do is I try my best to download every day's program, and I listen to it. And as well, as I told you the other time, I always try to make sure that everybody around me also listens to it. You understand? But yes. I came up with a suggestion. You understand? As we wait for these transmitters, wait for our people to make their donations, which me too, I'm preparing for some money that I will also donate through my, I believe I can also do that through my ATM. Very soon, by the grace of God, I'll be able to donate. But as we wait for the transmitter to come, I feel maybe if we can do, probably, if we can make a recording, you get, I take it all to myself, personally, I can hold that up to myself, can make a recording, maybe probably compress it to make it a bit small, then I personally can put it in a CD. We will not sell it, probably we're not going to sell it at all, we'll just pass it around, or probably send it through Bluetooth, through people's phone, to tell our people what is happening, because all these news I'm hearing from Radio Biafra, the other is, you talked about Fulani people trying to, raping our women in Enugu State. Do you know that some people down here they've not even heard about that? A lot of people have not heard about that. The guy that I was carrying two Fulani people in a bike, and they are trying to machete him. Nobody heard about that, I'm telling you. Seriously, if you tell people about all these news, they will tell you that they've not heard it. That where did I get the news from? I have to play the recording, the one I downloaded from Radio Biafra to them. That is when they will not even have to believe me. So if you can do that, I can send you my email. You put it in my email, I'll put it in a CD, or probably put it in my phone, circulate it around while we wait for this transmitter to come. You can call our Nigerian the transmitter before a transmitter everybody know that this our environment. You understand? That is the little suggestion you feel that made through. I wanna have a compress, probably an audio file. You compress it and put it in a CD. CD are like around here. CD is probably 50 naira. Or probably 30-39 if you buy it in bulk. I can do that. Put it in a CD, circulate it around. People will listen to it, and people like listening to radio. When such things come, they will listen to it in a CD. And when this news is passed to them, people will circulate it. Everybody will start talking about it. You get me? That is a little suggestion I feel I can throw. Now, at least before we get more people that will donate, then probably get the transmitter. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. What you said makes a lot of sense. What you said makes quite a lot of sense, and we accept that completely. Yes, Uche, are you of that opinion?
Yes, of course. Whatever anybody can do, he has to do it, because the issue of Biafra is not just for the editorial board of Radio Biafra. It is for every Biafran, and that is why Radio Biafra is advocating for the defense of the rights of indigenous people of Biafra. Radio Biafra belongs to every true Biafran. Radio Biafra belongs to all of us. So just as we have different talents, we enjoin everybody to contribute or make personal sacrifices, either financially or otherwise, in making sure that he contributes his quota to restoration of Biafra. Thank you.
That is true. That is very true. Let the caller on the phone give us his or her name and where they are calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm Mr. Onozrika.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, I'm a new caller anyway. Since yesterday, I've been trying this number, but it's not going. So touched when you speak about all these problems that is happening in so-called Doom, which is Nigeria. Then why? The reason why I called now is you are talking about a transmitter. Like, how much would this transmitter cost to produce one transmitter?
The transmitter, including the mast, will cost us 50,000 British pounds.
50,000 British pounds.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Good. To donate money, that is no problem. I have some friends. I told them I had this thing just 3 days ago, but I have made a lot of work here in Germany, in Stuttgart. I'm staying in Stuttgart, Germany. I'm Mr. Onis Rieke. So,
yes.
I was touched when you are speaking. So, to gathering, I have gathered some people. They are willing to donate whatever they have. But actually, I don't really know where we are heading to. I don't know if it is the transformer will make this sovereign state of Biafra come to existence. I'm promising that I will try to connect my friends to make sure that they donate something. But what I want to say is, what is our really, how can I put it, our really focus? So,
yes, I will tell you our focus and why we need a transmitter.
Yeah.
Do you believe that people, even as the Bible said, that the people perish due to lack of knowledge? Do you believe that knowledge can only come through the availability of information?
Precisely.
Do you also believe that the best way to pass information is through mass media?
That is reality.
Do you also believe that in a country with epileptic or non-existent power supply, that the best way to communicate with people is via radio?
Of course, yeah, I believe that.
Then that is what we're trying to do. To give people knowledge, you need to be able to give them information. With that information, you need to look for the best way to deliver the information to as many people as possible. The only way recognized to do that is via radio at this point in time. We have none. Because of lack of radio, network radio, let me tell you, people don't understand what is happening. We don't go home. If you are staying in Anambra State, you cannot get Abia State broadcast, even Imo State. Do you know what they do? At the borders between each of the states, they put what is called blockers. They cannot allow you to listen to... When I was growing up, I was listening to Radio Rivers 2 FM for people who grew up in our time. The finest FM station in the entire planet. Before they released music in America, would have heard it back home. Today, you cannot get Radio Rivers 2 FM stereo, as they call it in those days. Why? Because let me tell you what they do. The Abia State government went and sought out where what is called the relay stations are. The amplifiers, the boosters, what is called boosters. You know the same thing that you see on the road sometimes, you think is telephone box. You
know, I know what that is. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. You know what they do in Abia State? They went around the whole of Abia State destroying Radio Rivers FM booster installations.
Antenna, yeah.
Yes. So nobody, the only thing you hear is that, TLG got up in the morning, he made love to the wife, and the wife was tying a headscarf. She got up and she brushed her teeth, and she went to see motherless babies. She came back, Ochendo is doing well, clap for Ochendo. I'm telling you, that is what is happening. That is all people hear. So this gives them the truth.
Another thing that bothers me is about we are hearing about this myself and this thing we are doing now. Let me say we, because I'm a Igbo guy. I came from Imo State, Idato. So this thing we are doing now. What of the those people who called myself and so on and all these things, are they related with this thing? Because I can't just understand what they are doing. Because if they are related, it means, because I have made a lot of effort today. I write CNN today, this afternoon. I write, there is one channel here who called MTV. I write them today. They replied me about all these things. If you like, I'll send you the distance. So, but if one is making this effort, maybe you don't know what will come out tomorrow. Maybe somebody will try to murder you or something like that. But because of my child, this my children, that's why I'm doing this. It's not because of me, because I'm old enough to die. So, what I want to say is, this thing we are doing now, connecting with all these Igbo guys that do a lot of things with the federal government of Nigeria, if it is related with any of them, I'm not inside.
Maybe you started listening to Radio Biafra from yesterday. This is the only thing that you mentioned. If you go to Imo State House of Assembly now, and you mention mm-hmm. to them, you go in, you say, please give me audience, I want to say something. Once you pick up your paper and you say, Radio Biafra, they will all faint. Do you know what that means? Radio Biafra, na chifu ajom mo, na ajom mad. When people hear about Radio Biafra, they want to commit suicide. Bad people. But only the good welcome us. Who is the Nigerian politician? Onye mo onye owo to come. Do you know what is Radio Biafra? Do you know what is Radio Biafra? Do you people think that this is one station that came out of Nigeria? This is the dwelling place of the truth. We speak it morning, afternoon, night. Without fear, without favor. Sometimes I wish I can go, because if I go to Nigeria, they kill me. They will debate it in the British House of Parliament. I will make sure my spirit will keep troubling my friends and family, that they will make sure that the British government will pass a law. Remember, they killed one British citizen. Because of that, we are now going to pay £3,000 before we come here. You know that very well. In fact, sometimes I wish that they can be so stupid. When I go to the zoo, I go through Lagos. With my name, they know my name very well. I come through the airport. They check me and I pass through. I am praying for them to stop me or to jail me, because then the British government will be forced to discuss Biafra in the House of Parliament. That is what I love so much about the work I do. I am begging Nigerian government to arrest me. I broadcasted in Owerri 2 times. I broadcasted in Aban. We broadcast from Port Harcourt, from Onitsha, from Enugu, from Lagos. Waiting for them to come. There is no politician, my brother, believe you me. If they come to Radio Biafra, we'll castrate them alive. Because here we speak the truth. If my father commits a crime tomorrow against the Biafran people, I will announce it on air. Here we don't spare anybody, myself included. So that when Biafra comes, it will be founded on truth and honesty. No stupid politician can come here. It shows you on your work again. This is Radio Biafra, and thank you for calling.
Okay, I can't remember on this site. I had Nuru, somebody, Nuru. But I'm like, I'm not trying to go on a foreign country. I'm one number, this country, some number before you get the account number. How can one do it here? Because I'm a little bit confused about the account number.
If you go to the website and you take the account number and you go into any bank in Europe and tell them that you are paying this particular money into RBL Management Services run by Lloyds Bank, it is there on the website. If you click on it, you will see it. It's on the website. It's on the website. Go there, you will see it, or you can call us or you can send us a text back, and then we'll be able to respond to you. And please, we have received pledge of nearly 28,000. Today, we have only received 11,000 out of that. 11,000 paid out of a pledge of nearly 28,000. So please, when people make pledges on Radio Biafra, let them fulfill it, because others are listening and thinking that people are donating, but nothing is coming in, I can assure you. I won't hear about that. In fact, it was Freddie Hunter today that sent us money from the US. The black American that identified himself as an Igbo person, all the way from America, sent us a bank draft in a letter to Radio Biafra studio. That is to confirm to people that we are in our studio. Go and ask Freddie Hunter. We don't want to announce the amount he gave us. He sent us money and we received it. And we are telling the whole world on air that we are grateful to him. But we have Igbo people in America riding big cars, living in flashy houses. Of course, most of them borrowed, no doubt about that. But they have not thought about their people. But this black American, the descendants of people captured and taken into slavery in America, remembered where he comes from and is supporting Radio Biafra to acquire a transmitter. That is the people I honor. They are the people that we serve, not politicians. And the politicians, we don't want to deal with them. If we get them, we'll kill them. They know we are coming to sweep them away from the house of God, because Biafra land is sacred. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We have
my name is Amaka Okori. I'm calling from Spain.
Amaka Okori from Spain, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. We're broadcasting from London. Please go ahead.
Okay, I want to thank you people for the great work that you people are doing.
Thank you.
And what I'm just trying to say is that it is high time we have to stand up from everywhere we are. We have to stand up and fight it once and for all.
Yes.
And it's high time we start removing. If it is killing all these old cargoes that are trying to corrupt our people, we have to do it because they are doing a lot of harm and not good. And another thing I'm suggesting, if they should ask me my opinion, I would say if we did not achieve this thing, 2015, there'll be no election in the whole East.
Yes.
They should stop anything of campaigning for anybody. There'll be no election. Igbo should stay away from voting for Nigerians. Igbo should stay away from campaigning for Nigerians. Igbo should stay away from voting for them.
I agree.
It's high time. So that we will face it once and for all.
Yes.
So if you cannot achieve it by 2015, there will be no vote. This one that governor of Imo State is saying that is he want to go and join is it ACPN or what? I don't know what they call them.
APC.
So they have to stop all those nonsense. They have to stop all those nonsense. Or else our youth should get up and start, you know, removing them. Because they are the people that are corrupting the good ones. If we are by the grace of God, I know that God will stand for us. Since Radio Biafra is for righteousness and for truth. That is what God loves so much. So it's high time we'll stop. No campaign. Once we get the transformer, we'll be telling them no campaign for 2015 if we did not achieve our aim, so that they should, you know, stay away. If they fold their hand that they are not going to campaign for anybody, there will be no vote. I think they will listen very well.
My sister, you are very, very correct. And our pledge to our people is this: please give us a transmitter. And after Anambra elections, there will be no more elections in the
Southeast. There will be no more elections. We don't need it anymore because they're not doing us any good.
That is all. Ununyanya transmitter.
We don't need the election. We don't need campaign. They should let our... There are some youth out there that are ready to die for Biafra. There be no campaign. There be no election. Nobody should even talk of collecting a... What do they call it? Certificate or what? To campaign for anybody. There be no campaign. There be no election. We'll fold our hand. Let them do their election. Cast their vote. Give their result. And rule themselves.
Thank you very much. Keep off. Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you. That is what we are saying. All the time we remind our people. Unu choma onemonwekwa naekweba anyi. Ese na ngo adigire giwere atanya nanya. Ngo is what you make oba with. Not oba in the township, in the village. Ngo. There is something called ngo. For those that know, that is what you do. In a go oba, that's what you put in it.
If you...
My sister, we are losing you. We are losing
by hearing that Uwazulike can collect money from Nigerian people. For what? For what?
To build hotel.
Eating or eating money.
My sister, thank you very much. Thank you. We agree. And she's cutting off. Let's take this call. Your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Kikachi Okudi.
Yes.
I am calling from Pakistan.
From Pakistan, go ahead.
Yes. Nandi, I am very happy to announce to you that we have our second gathering today.
Yes.
And we have come to a compromise. We have accepted on a particular amount of money to contribute to this issue of this transmitter.
Yes.
Very soon, you people will hear from us. Okay. We are moving. Very soon, you people will hear from us because this is our second gathering and the turnout was very impressive. And we come to one accord. We have amount of money we have decided to send to you people very soon. So very soon you will hear from us.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And who is your leader? Who is the leader? Who is the leader in Pakistan? Okay. So we know that he came to
the leader. The leader is this. Okay. The leader is this. We nominated some members. We nominated a coordinator today. We nominated a secretary. We nominated a treasurer. Let me call the short. Let me read out the short name to you. And the coordinator of our program is Mr. Ugochukwu. Our coordinator is Mr. Ugochukwu.
Yes.
And the secretary is Mr. Kikachi Okudi.
Yes.
We have our treasurer. Our treasurer is Mr. Chigozie. In fact, after the program, I am going to send SMS. I am going to send you SMS by Skype. The names of the officers we nominated today, I am going to pass them to you through Skype.
Okay, no problem. And also to Iketukwu Eniago, pass it also to Iketukwu Eniago, who is coordinating the Coordinators Forum. It's a mouthful, I know, but he coordinates he chairs the coordinators meeting in my absence when I give him the rights to do so. That's what he does. So, Iketukwu must know, yes, about what you're talking about. Yes.
Iketukwu is in Malaysia.
That is correct, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we spoke to him last time. Yeah, we'll do that.
Please do that.
Do that, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. Yes. Is our sister still there? You still with us? Is our beloved sister still with us? I love it when they speak. Our women, they are full of fire and brimstone. Let's go to Barrister Mamezu to see what he's made of what he's heard so far, especially the plea by our dear sister that these elections now, my take is that Anambra election should be the last. I don't know what Barrister Mamezu makes of this.
Yes, Director, this suggestion has been made 6 months ago.
Yes, that is true.
That is about time that our people remain absolute quiet when it comes to any election that's going at Nigeria. We are not Nigerians. We should not be participating in anything about Nigeria. It is clear now that those who are Nigerians, they are crumbling. Things are being derailed over there. Even the Nigerians themselves are fighting one another. Boko Haram going to Europe Island, Oyo, are trying to move towards River State. River State has always been a hub for the Hausas to get into us. Your friend wrote to me, Amirichi.
Is this my friend? I don't know.
When I say your friend, I am being a bit cynical here.
I know because I know
what you think of him. He has always provided that weak link to get to us. But this time, he will not work as previously done. My sister who called from Spain, as I always said, our women are usually in the forefront. They don't talk much. And when you see them coming up, then you know that our time with Nigeria is over. She's not the only one. We have many of them in Sweden. We have quite a lot of them coming from Nigeria. Remember that our sister from Nigeria who says from today, she's going to form a church called Biafra Church.
Yes.
Our women are coming up. Director, of course, is it not one of our sisters who promised that those our men who are not able to come out, they should come under her wrapper? So, cover them up. Is it not from Sweden?
Yes.
Thank you. Director, things are shaping up.
Yes.
And we are gathering power and momentum.
Yes, we are on the move. Thank you very much. We are on the move. We are not relenting. That is the key. We are not relenting. Let us go to one of our brothers who has been on hold for a very long time. He's a good man because he's been on hold, not complaining at all. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Nani. Good morning. The great man of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are.
I'm Chukwu Emeka Odmelumufo, calling from Malaysia.
Great people in Malaysia. Please go ahead.
This is Chukwu Emeka Chukwuemeka Odumegwu from calling from Malaysia.
Yes, Odumegwu, we can get you loud and clear via your Skype. Please go ahead. We are listening, and the world is listening. Go ahead.
Each time I go, I read news back news. Each time I read news back home, I feel like crying. Understand?
Yes.
The way the things is going, you know, is not moving well. Understand?
Yes.
What, you know? Yes. Honestly, I keep on asking myself, are we the cause? You know, our leaders are failing us. Those in the diaspora that went to school, those that need PhD, doctor's degree, lawyers, where are they? Are they not listening to Radio Biafra? Where are they? Each time I listen to Radio Biafra, I feel it's at the program end. I keep on crying on my bed. You know, my bone is weak now. And what thing I say, are we the cause? One thing has kicked in my mind that if our leaders are open now and are failing us, let we the youth carry now the struggle. When I listen to Mandela, the racist that carry out in South Africa, the way Mandela carry his people fight against the white that owns the law. Even despite that, he went to jail for many years, but there are still those that behind him. Imagine it was Wike, the one we hope that he's going to lead us to this struggle, is now forming one group to another, calling himself NGO, social myself. Well, imagine all the name of money.
Yes,
he's standing on the great man. You know, my heart is burning. Honestly, as I was talking to you now, I feel like crying now, because the way things are going, even imagine the news, our grandmother back home, they are being raped by Unsecondstein Philipsian.
Yes.
All the Unsecondstein Philipsian. Imagine. Because any Unsecondstein man is an infidel. Imagine. Yes. Look at us. Imagine the way we have, because our land has been defiled. The way things are going now, I believe that our ancestors are now turning back on us. Look at the way things are going. Dr. Nandi, what I'm trying to say is that let us, even though we have, because like there is one adage that says, Aya Kalaka de Rizuangolo.
Yes.
Let us come to within ourselves now, because I believe that we have, as in, what it takes to go for this struggle. Let us go now. Because I feel like going to the battlefield now. As I'm speaking to you now, each time I look back home, I feel, let me leave this struggle. Even if I die fighting, I believe that. My name will be like in the book of Biafra, not in the book of Nigeria, because each time I sleep, I didn't even sleep here in Malaysia. Understand, Nandi?
Yes, I do.
Now this is morning now, but I'm still awake with what is going on in Nigeria.
It's terrible.
I'm safe here, but what about my family back home? I'm safe now.
They are not safe. Nobody there is safe. Nobody is safe. Nobody.
I'm enjoying good life here. Eating good food, drinking good water, enjoying right here. What about people on back or back home? Imagine those in USA, those in United Kingdom, those in Europe. Where are they?
We have people. We are here. We are fighting.
I have one of my brother, one of my uncle here in United Kingdom. His name is Charles Mufu. Charles Mufu, Dr. Charles Mufu, from United Kingdom. Maybe he will see this. Uncle and only can have no more time. One of United Kingdom, Charles Mufu, the great man. I know he's listening to me now. We have, even though he's a doctor, but what is happening to his people at home? Imagine.
It's terrible.
Mother Nandi.
It's terrible. Mother Nandi. Nandi.
These. And what's, and let me, guys, the thing I want to take now is that, let's all, since they don't want to support us, eh, I want to ask you some question. Can we go and borrow, can we go and borrow loan from bank for us to equip this transmitter and max, for us to publish this thing to our land Biafra? Because if you keep on broadcasting here in the diaspora, things are getting worse in the home.
That is true.
Before we know it,
if we get it, who will pay off the loan? When we get, if we go now and take loan and buy transmitter and mast, if we go to buy petrol, are we going to take loan to buy the petrol at home to run the generators?
Dr. Nandi, like other people are contributing, let's say that if we can go and negotiate with them, what do we take?
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yes.
Let's move fast. Let us move fast, because they say that delay is dangerous. Delay is dangerous, Nandi, the great man.
If we get, we'll do everything. Let me tell you something. If today we get 100 people who pledge every blessed month to contribute £50 unfailingly, we're going to take out a loan.
We don't have that.
The thing is about we don't delude ourselves. Our people, what I don't understand, I keep asking this question, is this: Radio Biafra and the work we are doing and the Yoruba Pentecostal churches, which one is of more value in your life? Radio Biafra and the Pentecostal churches, which one is more important? Because God gives you things according to priority. If you prioritize what a Yoruba man is telling you every Sunday, although your miracle is on the way, clap your hand, your miracle is coming, it's coming, it's coming. You go to Lagos and they deport you.
Paying tithe to Yoruba pastors. They are paying tithe. Thousands of dollars.
It's terrible, my dear brother. Thank you. We will consider what you have said. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I feel like
being with you for the whole day, because you're a great man. You made us proud, honestly. And I want to tell you that let the good God continue to bless you and your family.
Amen. And
in any way you put your hand,
and Biafra,
anywhere you step your hand, shall be a blessing.
Amen.
Any flight you enter shall be a blessing. In your going in and your coming out.
Amen.
Your blessing of the Biafra land will continue to follow you. The blood of our ancestors,
Amen. From Anambra State. Great people. Yes, I know
we
so.
We will not die unsuccessful.
Amen. Nandi. My only success I want is Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. Biafra is the only thing I want. Those that know me in London know the way I live. Those that know me in my village, they know the way I live. I don't follow fashion. I don't follow trend. I don't follow things because other people are doing it. That was why I did not join the Nigerian politics, despite the fact that my own first cousin and closest friend was a deputy governor for almost 8 years. I don't care. What I want is Biafra. If you give me Biafra today, I will die the next day a very happy person. That is why, because it is the kingdom of God on this very earth. Until you know that you have not started doing Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Nandi. My name is Amaka Okpaloka.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Nandi, just concerning what you just said about, going to Nigeria.
Yes.
When it's time for you to. But I just want to add this little thing. You know, Nandi, you people on Radio Biafra, you are like our force. You understand? You are like our force. I will not want to risk anything happening to you guys, because you people are the planners. Right now, I know there is heat in Nigeria concerning Radio Biafra. There is heat. They'll be planning on how to stop us, but I know they will not stop us.
Amen.
So please, whatever you people are doing, you people are in the board of directors, you the coordinator, the director, please, for now, please, you people should not, because you were saying you were going to Nigeria, until every plan is on ground. Please, we don't want anything to happen to you people, because if anything happens to you people, we don't trust those back home. They will compromise. I tell you the truth, they will compromise.
That is correct.
You people are not the one. You people will never compromise. So please, whatever you are doing, you people should just be careful. Okay? Because we have you. If anything happened to any of you, it is Radio Biafra is gone, because look at it, we can't trust anybody back home. You people are the force we have. You are our hope now. Look at how everybody is feeling because of you people. The news is all over. A friend called me from Enugu today that they are all now listening to Radio Biafra. The news is all over. Just give Radio Biafra three more weeks, and you will see what will happen. We are praying, and God will bless you people. We are praying. We are moving with force, and I thank God for the zeal that is coming in now. I thank God for it now. God bless you.
And you too, my dear sister. Thank you very much. We are not foolish. We cannot jeopardize this very struggle. But it is necessary that we go home to go and look at where our transmitter will sit. We need to do the logistics, because we are taking our arsenal, our nuclear arsenal, to bury it in the blessed soil of Biafra land. We want to go and ask God if he made us, or if was it Satan that made us, or God himself. If Chukwu Abiama is our God in heaven, then Biafra is coming. But for all those of us who are mortals, when we go there to sweep them away, we'll bring hell with us. There will be judgment. You know, it is a crime to spill blood on Biafran soil. It is a crime against God himself. But we are going to ask God for special dispensation to be able to deal with the workers of iniquity. They will fall, all of them. You people should watch and see. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. There were one number. Where are you calling from? Give us your name. The whole world is listening.
Nlande, I'm calling from Denmark. Just like, as you know, the person that calling is Chinedu Omega.
Yes, Omega himself, the beginning.
Yeah.
That is the meaning of Omega. It is the beginning. No, Omega is the end. Is that correct?
Because Nlande, you don't know why I answered this Omega. It's the only people who have the time. Because I know that the struggle, the Afro has been struggling for many years. I think this is the time. I know this one.
Omega, I like that name. Alpha is the beginning, Omega is the end. Yes. Please go ahead.
Man, I'm so much in love. I'm very, very happy for what is going on, you know.
Thank you.
But what I'm trying to say now is that, man, just like the lady that called now, what she said, we know that the enemy is at hand, but they can never succeed. The God who started this struggle will surely fulfill it. But we have to be wise. Any root that stands on the ground shall be uprooted. Nobody.
Amen.
You know, all these things that, you know, the Afra is not ordinary talking. It's for spiritual. If you know the map of that lion that standing that map of the Afra, there's something that is signified. And that lion that standing there, we eat any enemy that stand upon the roof. I believe that.
Amen.
Yeah.
I believe so.
So, man, the word to, in short, it's only God, just like what everybody is saying. You are the, in short, you are the Moses.
But I want to see the promised land. Moses didn't see it.
That's my dream, and I believe that this is the hour. This is the time to achieve that dream. And no mercy for enemy. Yoruba and Hausa have taken us like a cow, and most of our people have saved us like Judas. So we need anybody who will be an enemy must be destroyed. And they must, just like what Wazuke is doing, but I know that very soon they will bury the man. You can never cheat your people or say your blood and go away. Blood is thicker than water.
That is correct.
But I just want to tell you that it's only God who will reward all the things that you people are doing, because I'm very, very happy. But I know that soon, very soon now, things will start to happen.
It will. I tell you. It will. Thank you very much. And can I ask you a question, please, before you go? I want to ask you a question. Yeah, do you believe that Biafra is the kingdom of God on this earth? Do you believe
that? No, that is the kingdom. Is the chosen one. You know, when they talk of Israel, we Biafra is the children of God directly. Of course, not from indirect.
Now, do you also believe that anybody that dies fighting for Biafra, if I die fighting for Biafra, if I go to the zoo and inexplicably I am killed when I am in the zoo?
But you can never die in the guy market in direct way.
If that happens,
except
to me,
you don't. No, let me answer this question you said. Except your hand is not clean. Because this thing you have, this battle, I say it. I'm not saying it for joking. Nandi, I tell you, I've lived in this Denmark for 10 years. And I tell you, no bone of a man can take any answer from me or to take me out. You know, I have fought with white people for many years here because of my son. I'm not afraid of any enemy. I believe in action. Nandi, nothing will happen to you except you do something wrong. Just like what happened in the time of Christ when they are leading the children of Israel to the promised land. Except the people who have stained their hands. They will never enter that promised land.
I agree with you completely and wholeheartedly. What I was getting at is this. I want to go to heaven and say to God, I was instrumental in the restoration of your kingdom on earth. So that they can give me a very big place, a very big palace to stay. People must
be you are well signed. Everything has been, you know, all this battle has been fought in the spiritual realm. It just manifesting.
I hope so.
The God who started this battle will never let you down.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen. Amen and amen.
So carry it away.
Amen.
Yeah, carry go. Carry go. You will just use this word as Lord, the God we are serving. We are serving the living God.
Amen. I agree with you completely, and thank you, my dear brother. We are marching on relentlessly. We want to do something that nobody has ever done before. We are doing something so special. You know that King Solomon built the temple to the Lord God Jehovah in heaven, in Jerusalem. A lot of armies came and ransacked it. The final insult when they went against God. Do people know what God did to his children in Israel? How God's anger can be? Where the Holy of Holies sits in the old temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, there is where you have the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They have two mosques inside the compound. The old compound that was housing the magnificent, the blocks they used to build the temple of Solomon were bigger than those they used to build the pyramid. You have to see it to believe it. In Jerusalem. Inside that place, God was so annoyed with his children that he appointed the custodians of his word on earth, that he allowed the enemies to ravage them. Not only did they ravage them, they built two, not one. They said the dome on the rock, where I took a photo from, is where Muhammad went into heaven. They claim, the Muslims claim. And on the other far side, close to the Islamic library, inside the courtyard, you can see the broken columns that the workers of the old temple built when Solomon was supervising the work in the temple that he built to God. In the promise the father made to God, Solomon carried it out. Do you know what is happening at that place today? Muslims are there with two mosques, not one. The people that own the place were chased outside. They now pray on the Wailing Wall, what is called the Western Wall. That is where they go to pray. Of course, that was where we prayed when we were in Jerusalem. You are not allowed. I couldn't believe it. They said to me, are you Islam? I said, no. They said, you cannot come in here to pray. And that is the Holy of Holies where the Ark of Covenant rested before it was moved to Ethiopia. That is what is happening. If you believe that Biafra land is the kingdom of God on this earth, if you don't fight to get Biafra today, the same way the temple of Solomon is today, harboring two mosques, not one, the same way that the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God on earth is now gone. That is what will happen to Biafra. There will be no more Igbo race. We will be gone forever and ever. Everywhere will be mosques.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name of where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Calling from Nigeria, Abo. You went to go to Kompo, Abo.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Because you know, I made a moment to come home. I can handle the Kalako Bachelor. I mean, I know that. You know, Majidan
Thank you.
And my master, you know, internet. You see, I'm with you, my brother, no, I'm going to see one year. Yellow number, and I said, Mujia, or no, what on you? Challenge
Thank you very much, our dear brother. It is happening. They have started the deportation of our people. We are the only people on this earth that they kill you and they deport you. Those that claim that they have the moral conscience, those that claim that they are the custodians of virtue on earth, everybody is quiet. Everybody is quiet. Only Igbo people are suffering. Only Biafran people are dying and are suffering. Nobody's reporting it. The reason why, they're not, because your own brothers and sisters in America are quiet. Your own brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom, they are quiet. They are not doing what other people do. When your people, when your country, when your families are under attack where you come from, you take your protest to the street, you inform the government of your host country that your people are dying. They did it in the Bible. Why can't your people do it here? No, when you are writing to VOA, writing to BBC, also write to your brothers and sisters in America and in Europe. John Hansi Obogine Kunu Neme Unhukwanani Awanweba. Our people here are destructively selfish. Destructively selfish. Some of them have the devil in them. They have Igbo names. Obinna, Ugochukwu, Onyeka. They are not Igbo people. These are people fathered by Hausa men and Fulani men. They are not Igbo people. These are fools fathered by Yoruba people because they don't feel empathy. We are the people that brought one net the number. One net the number. Onye gawa ya mana one ne ya. Anyi na agwegu mbo anyi de takere. Onye ya one ne ya sene goku. Let people go back to that and understand what it means. Any day they know what it means to be an Igbo person, they will go to church and fast for 40 days and 40 nights and ask God for forgiveness. They don't know what they are doing to their own people. We are dying, we are perishing, and these people are attending parties. When you go to party on Saturday, what do you go to enjoy? When your own people are dying, and ebu munnegebu, ina begu, you must be saying in bed. Okay. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you, and God bless you. Let's go to Skype. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller waiting on Skype. Are you still there? We have a caller on Skype. Are you still there? No, have we lost her? Let us see if we can try and get our dear sister back, because this is Radio Biafra. We want many people, as many people as possible, to be able to speak. We want you to give you the chance and the freedom to do so. I believe that we still have Barrister Mamezu there. Is that correct? Barrister Mamezu, do we have you? Uche, please, you may be able to give us what you think about the presentation that we are making this very evening. Let us go to take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
Hello, good evening. Ahawo Onyechi Esiawo.
Onyechi. Owahan woke kwanwani. Onyechi.
Ahawo woke. Ahawo unisex name.
It's a unisex name. Please go ahead. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I'm calling from London.
From London. That is wonderful. Please go ahead. You are not one of the selfish few that forgot where they come from, that their own people are dying.
No, absolutely not. To be honest, I have a Biafra flag in my room. I'm a strong believer in Biafra, so I'm definitely not one of the people that have forgotten our roots. What I wanted to contribute is, you know, I've had the many discussions that we have led, the new, you know, the way that we need to follow in terms of getting a transmitter in Nigeria. But I also want to point out, you know, what are the strategies, because achieving a country, achieving independence is not, yes, we need to inform our people, we need to educate them, but we also need the international community on our side. You know, we need to get lobbyists in the UN, we need to have people that represent us and represent our interests in the international world. What are our plans in terms of achieving these things? Because it's really important, and it's something we didn't do before, you know, during the war, and it's one thing that we need to make sure that we do this time around.
I agree with you, but if I send you now to the UN to go and do lobbying, will you swim to the New York?
I will definitely.
Will you swim or will you run to New York? How are you going to get? We have to get you there. We have to put you up somewhere. We have to feed you. We have to clothe you. That is why we are putting together a network of Biafrans all over the world. That is why we need a consultative council of Radio Biafra in each country. That is why we need a consultative assembly in each country, so that if we send you from here to India, if you go to India, you will see your people. They will take good care of you. If we have sent you as an emissary to the Indian government, they will be able to take you there and you deliver your message and you come back in one piece. So we are putting together a very sophisticated network. Don't doubt. Nobody should for 1 second doubt our resolve. We know what we are doing. We spent over 16 years studying this very thing. There is nobody we have not served in this struggle. Everybody, name the person who have served them, hoping and praying that they will tow the path of truth and honesty, pursue this very cause very diligently, without wavering, without compromise, without surrendering. They have all done the same, because they were all looking for money. We know what we are doing. We are going to lobby. We are educated people, believe you me. Very, very educated. I can tell you that. We are highly learned. If we begin to speak grammar the way we understand it, most people won't follow what we're saying. We reserve the grammar for when we go to the UN to address the world. Then we tell them how educated we are. For now, we keep it under wraps. When we go to address the world about the injustice being meted out to our people, since 1945 to 2013, going into 2014, the world will truly understand that indeed God is with these people. They should not mess with us, because unlike 67 to 70, now we are prepared to die. All of us will perish together. We agree we will die, that is true. But we are all going to die. And this is Radio Biafra. Do not forget that we are not like any other people. We are different. Do you know why we are different?
Yes, I do. Because we are the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God on this earth, founded on truth and honesty. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. We are broadcasting from London to the whole world. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? I can't hear you. Your line is very, very faint. I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
I cannot hear you. Let me out call.
I can hear you now. Go ahead, please. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. We're listening. It's better now. Hello, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. They wanted to say something. They couldn't hear me. I will try and get back to them, please. Barrister Mamezu, we are looking for you. We want to reestablish contact with you. And also, Chidera, our dear sister, Ifoma, please do try and call us back. We have a lot of people we have let down by not taking their calls. But please do appreciate this because of the volume of traffic. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, here.
Yes.
Yeah, I need to share something with you.
Go ahead.
Sometimes it's very, very pertinent. Are you aware that the country Nigeria, as a legality, will cease to be in existence on the 2nd of January 2014?
That is correct, yes. We know that.
You're aware?
Yes.
Okay.
You are very much aware.
I thought I should share it with you, because basically the lease that put Nigeria together in 1914 by Lord Lugard,
yes,
for 99 years, will need to be tendered back in the United Nations. And at that point in time, the three amalgamations, as the North and South that were put together by Lord Lugard, will have to decide at that point in time whether they still need to continue. A precedent of this has already been set. It was set in Sudan, as we all know. The same Lord Lugard was the one that amalgamated North and South Sudan for 99 years. And when that lease came expired, that was why it was very easy for the two countries to now separate, well, for the two entities to now separate. You see, and my view basically is that I don't see the reason why the same will not happen again in January 2014. And we also know, it's now come to light, that America did make a comment a while ago saying that Nigeria will disintegrate by 2015. Now we can understand why. At the point we thought it was a political statement, but now we understand that it was a more technical statement at the time.
Yes.
I'm sharing this with you.
Thank you very much. And you're sharing it with our audience all over the world, because your voice is live to the whole world, because this is Radio Biafra. We are at the studios of Radio Biafra in London, broadcasting to the whole world. You are calling a lot of people. I don't know if I have your permission to release your name to the world. I don't know how you want to play it, because it is important that people know that there are some people that put Peter Obi where he is today. That particular plan, that everything about this man was hatched in London when we were leading ABGA in this very place. We worked very hard. We sat down with Ojukwu, sat down with Chekwa Sokoria, Okwa Okwa, Victor, all of them in a room, and said to them, we'll use ABGA to get Biafra. Look at what is happening to ABGA today, which you are a party to here in London.
Indeed.
Yes. Thank you very much. I will not release your name, please.
You're so kind.
Thank you very much.
You're so kind.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Bana.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Yes, we have our dear sister. Please, if you call, you stay where you are. Linda Ifoma, if you call Radio Biafra, remain where you are. Please remain where you are. Remain where you are. Do not disengage. If you call Radio Biafra, remain where you are. We will pick your call. We will pick your call. Please, it's important. We also have Chidera with us. Please, Chidera, what do you make of what you've been hearing so far? Please, this is Radio Biafra. Hello? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? They can't hear me. Your line is playing up. Your line is playing up. Please, let us go to the phone to take a lot of calls are coming in at the same time. It's amazing.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Chinedu from India.
Chinedu from India, please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, but, my brother Nnamdi, I thank you very much for what you are doing concerning Radio Biafra. You are... people are doing a lot, and I pray Radio Biafra will come true. You Amen. People are doing a lot of good work. I'm so happy. Any day that I did not listen to Radio Biafra, it's just like I'm going out of sync. Okay, I just like what people are doing. My name is Chinedu Ozoma from Imo State, Obero.
Chinedu Ozoma, thank you very much from Imo State. Imo State people are very. Where are you calling from?
India
are wonderful people. We received a donation from our brother. Will not mention his name. He paid in 100,000 into Radio Biafra account on Rubenwan Nabaloso back in the Zoological Republic. Our brother, no. We salute you. We salute your courage. Not you in particular, but the person who silently, he knows himself, he said we shouldn't mention his name and we will oblige him. We will not mention his name. He paid in. We got it. We said we'll announce it on air. You gave us 100,000, not us, you gave yourself 100,000 to go and buy a transmitter. It's for the country. The transmitter is not going to be in Kano's compound that is Yama Faruku Ibeku in Omuahia. It is not going to be mounted there at all. No, no, no. It will be in Biafra land, but not in my father's compound. So we thank you very much for that. If you have any way to support this marvelous initiative, please do so. Our dear sister, we have you on Skype. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, there is a problem with your microphone because our systems are excellent. We are at Radio Biafra Studios. Our systems are working. Barrister Mamezu, are you with us? Please do confirm your presence. Are you with us? Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm listening.
Please, by way of conclusion, we've come to 9 p.m. right now. Please give us a concluding statement before I go to Chemefo and also Chidera Akabo, please.
Yes, fellow Biafrans, those who called in, and some people who are still calling in, we are very grateful, especially our brother who gave 100,000 naira in order to speed up the donation for our transmitter, which we will not relent on the transmitter we've gotten. We thank those who are still willing to do that because this is a must. We cannot shy away from it. It's a must that all of us must do our best to make sure
that Biafra is restored. Whichever way we look at it, it cannot be overlooked. We cannot shy away from our origin. We are going back home, and that is a must. We thank those who are able to make it today. We will also be thanking those who ring in tomorrow. May God bless the Afrans, and may God bless all of you. Thank you for listening today. Tomorrow is another day. Good night.
Thank you very much, and good night. That was Barrister Mamezu. Please, Uche Mefo, if you may.
Yes, our fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra from around the world, we want to use this opportunity to thank you once more for listening to Radio Biafra, the only indigenous radio station that says it the way it is. For all Biafrans in Nigeria, we have to know it. We have to sing this into our consciousness that Nigeria is not meant for us. There is no future for us in Nigeria. As you can see, they are killing us everywhere. They have also come into Biafra land. But Radio Biafra has stood up. We are not going to allow them. It is either we die trying to get Biafra or we achieve Biafra in peace. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. Please, our dear sister, Chidera, please, what do you have to say? Because we are bringing the program to an end, what are your views, please, about what we've presented today, please?
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Thanking you for joining us and listening to the program today. We heard everything that is said. Our main weapon right now is trying to get this transmitter. Let's not fold our arms, especially those of us here in the United States. And as I said, I don't know what we're waiting for. I'm pleading with everybody to help in the purchase of this transmitter, because that is what we need now. We need this transmitter. We need it to enlighten our people, to let them know what is going on, so that we can be organized to restore this nation. And I'm thanking all of you and asking you to rejoin us tomorrow, same time, 7 p.m. London time. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much for that. Once again, we are thanking all of you, those that joined Radio Biafra, those that made our broadcast today possible, those that makes Radio Biafra what it is. It is not us at the studio. It's nothing to do with what we do. It is you that makes Radio Biafra what it is. We thank all of you. We ask for the mercy of God to be upon each and every one of you and upon your family, for remembering that there are other people who are less privileged than you are, to remember that your blood is in the wilderness crying out, those being killed by Boko Haram, those being deported from Lagos, those being sold as slaves, our children, those being raped, our mothers being raped by Hausa, uncircumcised, diseased cattle rearers. We can't allow this to continue. That is not our portion. That is not what God put us on this earth to do. We are not 10th class citizens. We are the children of God. That is why we say that above all, God must bless Biafra, because Biafra is his own inheritance. That is what he said, not me. God himself said it, because our land is the dwelling place of the Most High, Chukwu Abiama. We make bold to say once again that Biafra is our religion. Radio Biafra is where we worship. Chukwu Abiama is our God. Good night and God bless all of you. More importantly, God bless Biafra.
We have emerged triumphant.